Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Master Sensei. This is episode 145. Today in this episode, we will learn about こんなに, そんなに, あんなに, and どんなに. Now let's go. In the previous episode, we learned about こんな, which means this kind, something like this. そんな, which means that kind, something like that. And あんな, which means that kind, something like that. Today we will learn about こんなに, そんなに, あんなに, and どんなに. These are adverbs. This means that it may come before any verb, e adjective or na adjective. You can use こんなに, そんなに, あんなに to emphasize what comes after. こんなに is used when you're talking about your own action or feelings. そんなに is used when you're talking to a person about their actions. あんなに is used when you are talking about the third person or your past actions. Now let's start with こんなに. For example, I love you this much, but why don't you know? I love you is あなたが好きです。あなたが好きです。Before this, we will use こんなに. So, こんなにあなたが好きです。 We have many expressions to say but. But this case, let's use のに. のに. When な adjective comes before のに, it becomes なのに. So, こんなにあなたが好きなのに. Why is どうして? どうして? Don't know is わからない。わからない. In a casual conversation, we often use not in order to ask questions. こんなにあなたが好きなのに。 どうしてわからないの? こんなにあなたが好きなのに、どうしてわからないの? We can use こんなに for someone who is very close to you. For example, I have never seen such a cute baby. Cute baby is かわいい赤ちゃん。かわいい赤ちゃん。 Such a cute baby is こんなにかわいい赤ちゃん。 こんなにかわいい赤ちゃん. I have never done something. This is 多分 plus ことがありません. I have never seen will become 見たことがありません。見たことがありません。 こんなにかわいい赤ちゃんを見たことがありません。こんなにかわいい赤ちゃんを見たことがありません。 We can use こんなに when talking about something in front of you. For example, I am so happy to have all these people. Many people is たくさんの人。たくさんの人。 So before this, we will put こんなに. こんなにたくさんの人。 So this sentence means, I am so happy because all these people came. In order to say because, we can also use て form. So, こんなにたくさんの人が来て嬉しいです。こんなにたくさんの人が来て嬉しいです。Now let's move on to そんなに. For example, if you dislike it that much, you don't have to force yourself to eat. Dislike is 嫌い。 Before this, we will use そんなに. If is なら。 そんなに嫌いなら. To force oneself is 無理をします。無理をします。 Don't have to do something is ない form omit-i put together with くてもいいです。 Don't have to eat is 食べなくてもいいです。 そんなに嫌いなら、無理をして 食べなくてもいいです。そんなに嫌いなら、無理をして食べなくてもいいです。We can use そんなに when talking to the person who is close to you. For example, if you eat that much, you will gain weight. To eat is 食べます、食べます。If you eat. Now in this case, let's use conditional form たら。So it becomes 食べたら。This means if you eat. Before this, we will use そんなにin order to express that much. そんなに食べたら to gain weight is 太ります。そんなに食べたら太りますよ。そんなに食べたら太りますよ。Another example. You don't have to work that hard. To work is 働きます。働きます。Don't have to do something is ない form omit eput together with, くてもいいです。働かなくてもいいです。Before this, we will put そんなに。そんなに働かなくてもいいです。そんなに働かなくてもいいです。Now finally, let's move on to あんなに。For example, you're still hungryeven after eating that much? To eat is 食べます。even is のに、のに。So, 食べたのに。eat is 食べます。So, plain form past tense will be 食べた。even is のに。So, 食べたのに。Before this, we will use あんなに。あんなに食べたのに。To be hungry is お腹が空いています。Still is まだ。あんなに食べたのにまだお腹が空いていますか？あんなに食べたのにまだお腹が空いていますか？ We can use あんなに when talking about the third person. For example, he's so handsome, but he doesn't have a girlfriend.Handsome is handsome, handsome. In order to say that much, we will use あんなに。あんなに handsome なのに。He doesn't have girlfriend. 彼女がいません。彼はあんなに handsome なのに、彼女がいません。彼はあんなに handsome なのに、彼女がいません。We can use あんなに when talking about the past event.For example, I didn't think it would rain that much. To rain is 雨が降ります。雨が降ります。So, before this we will put あんなに、あんなに。This is talking about the past event. To think is something と思います。Something と思います。So, past tense negative will be と思いませんでした。あんなに雨が降ると思いませんでした。あんなに雨が降ると思いませんでした。When you use どんなに、this has a different meaning. どんなに means no matter how. For example, no matter how hard I try, I cannot finish this work within today. To try one's best is 頑張ります。頑張ります。どんなに often comes together with テフォンプラスも。So it becomes どんなに頑張っても。Within today is 今日中に。今日中に。To finish the work is 仕事を終わらせます。仕事を終わらせます。I cannot finish this work will be 仕事を終わらせることができません。仕事を終わらせることができません。So dictionary form plus ことができません means cannot do something.
どんなに頑張っても今日中に仕事を終わらせることができません。どんなに頑張っても今日中に仕事を終わらせることができません。
Today we learn about こんなに、そんなに、and あんなに。These are adverbs So it comes before verb, I adjective, or na adjective. These are used to emphasize what comes after. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。